And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
America is having a major cleanup after calamitous weeks of fires and storms, leaving millions without electricity, hundreds of homes destroyed, and at least 24 people dead. Colorado was badly hit by fires, with many thousands of acres lost to the flames. The Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp, an outdoor ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, located inside Roosevelt National Forest, some 55 miles west of Fort Collins in Colorado, was fortunate and safe, but they unexpectedly ended up hosting 150 retreating campers and firefighters who used it as a base to fight the blazes. The fires nearby burned for 19 days, and bears also entered the compound looking for a place of safety. Christ the King Lutheran Church and ELCA congregation in Colorado Springs had to evacuate along with 95% of its congregation. No one was hurt, but one member of the congregation's home was destroyed. In Duluth, Minnesota, a record-breaking rainfall caused flash flooding when more than 7 inches of rain fell over the course of 48 hours. Flooding also destroyed roads and homes, and for days, the city of Moose Lake was unreachable. In Denmark, it is reported that some church members are unhappy with the new gay marriage law, allowing gays to marry in state churches, and has sparked an exodus away from the Church of Denmark. After being debated for years, the law change was passed in June and came into effect recently. No less than 9 independent evangelical Lutheran congregations have started up in the past 6 months in protest, and more are on the way. Lassie Iverson, National Secretary of the Lutheran group Evangelisk Lutherisk Netwerk, said the state church has moved too far away from the teachings of the Bible. For many, allowing homosexuals to be married in the church was the last straw, said Iverson, who supervises 6 of the newly formed congregations. Henning Anderson, a member of a new congregation that started in the Jutland town of Herning just 2 weeks ago, agreed that the Church of Denmark no longer reflects his faith. The Bible says clearly that one must not marry homosexuals. I cannot be part of any church that does, says Anderson. Etup Kart Larsen, a lecturer at a Lutheran theology school in Artus, said the state church can look forward to losing more members to independent congregations. People are being motivated by the changes taking place to start new congregations, Larsen said. The church minister, Manu Sareen Radical, said he encouraged those dissatisfied with the change to establish their own congregations. If you don't want to be part of an all-inclusive church, then it is a good solution to start a new one. In Finland, there is a movement by the government to reduce the amount of religious education taught in schools. But in the view of the Chancellor of the Church Council, the teaching of religion is the best form of multicultural education. The Church Council adds that the reduction in religious teaching in schools will be at odds with the government's own manifesto. This contains a clause calling for greater teaching of ethics in classrooms. On Monday, the newspaper Helsingin Sanomat reported that the government planned to decide this week on a reduction of religious education in Finnish schools. A survey of student teachers found that many would like to eliminate religion from the basic school curriculum. The teaching of religion is compulsory in Finnish schools. Some 77% of Finns are members of the state-supported Lutheran Church. Researchers in Germany have chanced upon a rare, early 16th century map of America by the cartographer who named the continent. Munich's Ludwig Maximilian University said library staff found a copy of the small map by Martin Wurzimuller wedged inside an unrelated 19th century book. The 15-inch by 10.8 inches sheet is one of only 5 known copies of the map that can be folded to resemble a globe. Wurzimuller believed Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, rather than Christopher Columbus, was the first European to discover America and named the continent after him.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.